As we requested last time, everyone can be off mute. Try and make this a little bit more interactive, unless you've got drilling or a tractor in your dining room, or babies crying or anything like that, then best to go back on mute. We were learning a machlokes last time between Rav and Rav Yechanan, a discussion about three people are mechuyev to do zimun. Two people are not mechuyev to do zimun. The question was, but can they if they want to? That was the big question. Everybody agrees there's definitely no chiyuv, but can they if they want to? And we were not told as yet, although maybe we'll still see it today, which opinion held which. We were just told it's machlokes between Rav and Rav Yechanan. One holds that you can, and the other holds that you cannot. And the Gemara brought proofs this way and that, and so far every proof has been managed, has been refuted. So let's have a look again, because we want to see the Tosfos. Have a look at the second line of the Gemara, at the top of the Omud. Toshma, says the Gemara, Noshim mezamnois la'atzmon. Women make zimun for themselves, va'avodim mezamnin la'atzmon, and so too slaves can make their own private zimun, not just together with women though. Noshim v'avodim v'ktanim in rotzu l'zamin ein mezamnin. It should not be a mix of noshim v'avodim, but separately, noshim can make zimun, and avodim can make zimun. Says the Gemara, v'hom me'a noshi k'trei gavri damim. Surely 100 women is exactly the same as 2 men, meaning, surely even when you have 100 women, so there's no question about the numbers. You've got more than enough. But there's not a chiyuv. There's never a chiyuv zimun. So they can never be better, 100 women, than 2 men. So l'chayra, we can equate several noshim, actually 3, to 2 men. And yet, what does the Braisa say? The katoni, and yet it says a noshim mezamnis la'atzmon, v'avodim mezamni la'atzmon, and it says that they can make zimun. So surely the translation of Noshim Mezamnois Le'atzmon, although we'll see a discussion about this in Tosfos, but surely the translation is not that Noshim must make Zimun. Surely they cannot be better off than just a couple of men who've got no Chiyuv Zimun, and yet it does say that they do Zimun, which surely that means that they may do Zimun. So why is that a proof to us? Well, 1 and 1 is 2. If several Noshim can be equated to 2 men, and with regard to several noshim, it says they may make zimun. Well, l'chayra, the inescapable conclusion is that so can 2 men. So how can there possibly be at least one opinion that says that 2 men, not only are they not obligated, but they cannot make zimun? Why would they be any worse than 3 women? Says the Gemara, no, it's no proof. Shani Hossam, there is actually better off. It's not a proof. It may well be that 2 men cannot make Zimun, but 3 women can. Why? Shani Hossam, de Ika Deos. Deos, we said, don't translate it as opinions, although that's what it does mean, but it's another way of saying it's 3 separate people. It's 3 minds, it's 3 separate people. Meaning, yes, the equating of 3 men to 2 women is a fair comparison.
The other way around. The other way around.
3 women, excuse me, to 2 men.
Yeah.
Can be equated in as much that both of them, there is no chiyuv of zimun. But that's really where the comparison ends. Because what the Gemara is saying is, but actually, there is a maila that the 3 women have, and that is at least they have 3 people. And what is the maila of 3 people? As Rashi explained, they can fulfill to a certain extent Gadlu Lashem Iti. In other words, really, Rabbi Sai, we really need to go back to square one. I'm not sure if we really delved into this enough. The whole makor of Zimun is Gadlu Lashem Iti Uremosh Moyachtov. Gadlu means you, plural, greaten the name of Hashem, Iti with me. So it's one person talking to two or three altogether. So there's no discussion whatsoever that Zimun is only a chiyuv that kicks in when you have three people. There's no discussion about that. So what exactly was the discussion about whether two may do Zimun or not? What is the discussion? What is the discussion? After all, it does clearly say in the Pasuk, Gadlu Lashem Iti, the two of you with me, that's three altogether. So what is the discussion? So obviously it must be that the discussion is, yes, Gadlu Lashem Iti is when there's a chiyuv. But perhaps even if you cannot fulfill Gadlu Lashem Iti, maybe there's still license to do Zimun. And the other opinion says, no, there isn't. You've absolutely got to fulfill that criteria of Gadlu Lashem Iti. And if you can't, not only is there no obligation, but there is actually no possibility of doing Zimun. Now, we are examining that opinion. We are for the moment homing in on the opinion that says that two men cannot, not must not, not obligated, but cannot do Zimun. So that particular opinion, and again, at the moment, we don't know whether that's Rav or Rabbi Yochanan, but it's one of the two. That opinion clearly holds that what? That Gadlu Lashem Iti is absolutely critical. And if you don't have it, then you don't have a Zimun. Not just there's no obligation, there's no possibility either. If that's the case, then we understand the Gemara very well. Noshim, albeit that they don't have a chiv of Birkas HaMozoin, but at least they can be Makayim, Gadlu Lashem Iti. Remember, this is the opinion that says that Gadlu Lashem Iti is absolutely critical. It is Le'ikuva. Le'ikuva means it's absolutely critical, non-negotiable. So three Noshim is not an altogether straight comparison to two men. It's true, there is some sort of commonality between them, but not in entirety. Because three noshim, where there is deos, at least they can be makayim Gadlu Lashem Iti. That's how this opinion fends off the proof. Says the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's the case, Eima Sefer. What about the Sefer? Noshim va'avodim imrotzu lezamen, if they want to join forces, ein mezamen. Amayloi, what's the problem? V'ha'ikah deyois, there's the three people. It doesn't say that there's one isha and one evet. It can be 20 avodim and 20 noshim. And the answer is, shani hasa mishum pritzusa. Now, we have a couple of, that Gemara we've learned already, there's a couple of tasers that we wanted to learn. We're going to go slightly in reverse order over here, because there is a small point, but an important point, that needs to be looked at. And this is a principle, Meirai V'Raboisai, that we have mentioned many, many, many times in the past. It's a small point, but it's an important point. And that is these two words, Ihochi. What does that mean, Ihochi? If so, I don't understand why Noshim va'avodim cannot make Zimun together. Surely there's deois. What's the answer? You're right, but there's problems of pritzus. If you remember our moshel that we always give, dear old Nachum Geller is not with us today. Remember the moshel we always give? I see Nachum Geller, or anybody for that matter, wearing an orange shirt. So I say to him, today is Tuesday, so if so, why are you wearing an orange shirt? The question is a fair question, but the words if so don't make sense. What's the orange shirt? And the difficulty with the orange shirt got to do with the fact that it's Tuesday. If you want to ask a question, why are you wearing an orange shirt? I think green is nicer. But say that, so ask that question. But what do you mean by saying, it's Tuesday, and if so, why are you wearing an orange shirt? That's the marshal. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is whenever the Gemara says ihochi, that question must always be based on the information just provided. That's what ihochi means. If so. So again, back to our marshal. If I would meet somebody who's wearing an orange shirt and say, today is Shabbos Kodesh. If so, why are you wearing an orange shirt? Ah, there, the if so can make sense. Because what do I mean to ask? I understand that you'd wear an orange shirt any day of the week, it's a weekday. But on Shabbos Kodesh, how can it be you're wearing an orange shirt? Then the if so would make sense. If so, these are the facts. Therefore, that brings me to a question. But if the question is true, even without the information given, then you cannot say if so. Now let's come back to our Braisa. Our Braisa says, Noshim, make Zimun. Avodim, make Zimun. But Noshim and Avodim cannot make Zimun together. Would you agree with me that that line, Noshim and Avodim cannot make Zimun together, is a difficult line, however you explain the Reisha? Forget this whole concept of Deus. I don't know what Deus means. All I know is that it says in the Braisa that Noshim can make Zimun. And it says in the Braisa that Avodim can make Zimun. So can someone please explain to me why they cannot make Zimun together? Irrespective of how you explain the Reisha, because it's Deus and three people, what's that got to do with it? The question is a fair question, irrespective of this new principle called Deus. In which case, why did the Gemara say, Ihochi Eima Sefer? If so, we don't understand the Sefer. Why can't women and Avodim make Zimun together? Surely there's enough Deus to go around. 1 second, the question is a great question. It has nothing to do with the principle of Deus. As we used to call this in yeshiva, it's stamakasha. It's stamakasha. It's a great question. A freestanding question. What are the words ihochi mean? So if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos deals with this question. Look at Tosfos, deba maschil ihochi. The third Tosfos on the Omer, zok Tosfos, ihochi eima sefer. Says Tosfos, loy goras ihochi, quote unquote. We do not have those texts of the words ihochi. Those words ihochi, says Tosfos, cannot be the correct text. Well, that solves the problem. Why does it say ihochi? The answer is it doesn't. Take out those words from the text of the Gemara. Why, says Tosfos? Daho. Afilu me'ikara, because even from the beginning, right from the outset, nami hava motzi lemifra. We could have asked this question from the outset. We could have said, misefer, what's going on in the sefer, de'ein mezamnin? There's no zimun when the noshim and the avodim are together. And if you could have asked this question right from the outset, then I don't mind that you ask it now, but don't blame the previous line of the Gemara and saying, ihochi, I don't understand. What do you mean? Until now, you did understand? Until now, you did understand? Ihochi always means exactly that. That means I always understood the information, but because of what you have just said, we're now in trouble. But if I could have asked this question right from the outset, then don't tell me ihochi. Says Tosfos, lo goras. It must be an error. It must be a typing mistake. Take those words out. So it's a small makuda, but it's a very important point. Because whenever we see ihochi, it's one of these great rules that has no exceptions. We like rules without exceptions. Ihochi rule is it must be based on information just given. In this particular case, it's not based on information just given. So Tosfos says, you've got to delete those words because it's a rule, it's a cast iron rule with no exception. It's a rule without exception. Ihochi makes no sense. Okay. Let's go now back to the top tasis. So we're going to a little bit reverse order. The Gemara says that several women are like two men. Even if you have three women, or in the Lashon of the Gemara, 100 women for that matter, it's like two men. Now, Tosfos over here picks up on a fascinating point. What did we mean when we said that phrase that several women are like two men? Would you agree that's another way of saying that even if you have several women, but there's no chiv, they're no better off, even if there are a million women, it makes no difference. You can have 1,000 noshim, they are no better off than two men. If that's what the Gemara means, would you agree that there's perhaps room to ask, so why did the Gemara offer the number two? Why didn't the Gemara say 1,000 women is like one man? Why did the Gemara say it's like two men? Is there any difference between one man and two men? There's no difference. There's no chiv. So if you simply mean to say metaphorically, several women have no obligation, then what you mean to say is several women is not the same as several men. There may as well be two men, or for that matter, one man. It's just another way of saying that there's no chiyuv. So why indeed did the Gemara say that they're like two men? Ramesh Zedek, you're looking puzzled a bit.
No, I'm waiting for the turret.
Right, if it's just a moshul, it's another way of saying three women just don't have a chiyuv. I mean, for want of sounding strange, I could say three women is like a table. Just another way of saying that there's no chiyuv. Don't think there's any maila, the fact that there's several noshim, there simply is no chiyuv. So if you're looking for a moshel, why do you have to say they're like two men? Say they're like one man.
Well, you know, the Gemara prior to this has brought up two cases where we tried to prove that two men can be part, can make a zeman.
Right, that's going to be the answer. In other words, is there a difference between two men and one man? Yes, there is a difference. If you would draw a comparison and you would say several noshim might as well be one man, one second, one man definitely has no concept of zimun. Even if you hold that gadlu lashem iti is not critical, but you've got to be talking to somebody. Nobody ever suggested that you could do Zimun by yourself. That doesn't make sense. Who are you going to be moitzi? Remember, what is Zimun? Zimun is I'm being moitzi other people with benching. We said nowadays, maybe it's different, but at least in the times of Chazal, that's what Zimun means. Zimun means I'm going to bench aloud, you will listen, and I will be moitzi you. So the strict letter of the pasuk sounds like I'm moitzi two people. We have a discussion, can you be moitzi one other person? But if I'm sitting by myself, the whole concept of Zimun obviously makes no sense. So therefore, it is to be understood, that's what the Gemara means. Three women is not like one man. If three women was like one man, then there wouldn't be a Zimun, not only not an obligation, you just wouldn't be able to do a Zimun with three men, three women, because you might as well have one man, you might as well have a table there, as we said before. That's not what the Gemara says. Look at the top tasters. V'hom mea noshi, 100 women is katrei gavri damyen, is comparable to two men with regard to what? Le'inyen kibbutz tefillah, whether it's with regard to forming a minyan for tefillah. If you have 10 women, notwithstanding women of the wall, if you have 10 women, do we have a minyan? Well, we have 10 people, but we don't have a minyan. Uli inyan kol dova shaba asoro. Or with regard to any other matter where you need a group of 10. You have to have 10 people, for example, to say Kedusha. So if you have 10 women, can you say Kedusha? No. Why? Wow, you've got 10 people, but it's got to be 10 men. So wherever you need a certain number of men, whether it be 3 for a Zimun, or 10 for a Minyan, or 10 for any other item of Kedusha, for Kriyas HaTorah, for example, then I don't care if you've got 1,000 Noshim, that won't do it. Because they are not really considered, as it were, like 1,000. So how many are they considered like? Says Tosfos, v'afilu hachi, chashvinon lehu, we consider them kashloisha. But I've got to admit that there are 3 people here, like the Gemara says, there are deus over here. We're not just wiping them off the map. If there are 3 noshim, then there are 3 noshim. V'hu adin l'shnayim. Certainly I can consider them at least like 2 people. Avoloi motzi l'meima, but you cannot say k'chad damyan, but you cannot say that they are considered like 1. If you want to tell me they don't have the halachic status of a minyan, I'll take that. If you want to tell me they don't have the halachic status of a zimun, I'll take that. But don't tell me that 1,000 noshim is like 1 man. That can't be. Why? The einon yecholos lezamin, because then you're telling me that they can't do zimun. If 1,000 noshim is considered comparable to 1 man, then there wouldn't be zimun, and yet Oktoni noshim mezamnes la'atzmon. And it clearly says they can do zimun. So they're at least considered like 2 people. The Rashi Pirish, what does it mean, katrei? What does it mean they're considered like 2? Le'inyan chayiva. The ein chayova is lezamein. But the imrotsu, but if they want to, as we've said, mezamnes v'hu adin ashnayim. And the same would be true, therefore, for 2. At this stage of the game, even if you'd have 2 noshim, what would be the halacha if you have 2 noshim at this stage of the game? We're trying to prove that several noshim is like 2 anoshim. Ah, that's another way of saying that even when there's no chiyuv zimun, but there is an option of zimun. So what happens if you have 2 noshim? So Tosfos, same thing, they can do zimun. The difference between 2 and 3 is irrelevant with regard to noshim. Where is it relevant? Only with regard to men, because at 3 they have a chiyuv, at 2 there isn't a chiyuv. At 2, at best, it's optional. But with regard to noshim, where the word chiyuv is irrelevant, so therefore the difference between 2 and 3 is irrelevant. And in as much as 3 noshim can do zimun, then why would you not say the same for 2? What you cannot say, however, says Tosfos, is 1 isha, or 1 man for that matter. There's no such concept of zimun when you're sitting alone by yourself. Says Tosfos in the long Tosfos, let's try and finish this, it's not a difficult Tosfos. Shani hosam de'ika deyos. There are deyos. If you have 3 noshim, even though there's no chiyuv, but there are deyos. What does it mean there are deyos? At least they were talking about 3 different people. You cannot deny the facts on the ground. At the end of the day, yes, there are 3 people over here. Mikan mashma, says Tosfos, from here we would see lechayra de noshim yecholos lezamein la'atzmon. Follow chamaisa. 3 women get together and they want to do zimun. Lechayra, in our Gemara, it says, yes, they do zimun. Not only that, says Tosfos, v'chein osu benois rabbeinu Avraham, and indeed, says Tosfos, I even have a story to back this up. This is what the daughters of Rabbeinu Avraham did, who is the chomiv shel Rabbeinu Yehuda, who is the father-in-law of Rabbeinu Yehuda, al pi avihen, in accordance with instructions from their father. The daughters of Rabbeinu Avraham got instruction from their father, Rabbeinu Avraham, that noshim do zimun. Says Tosfos, umiyu loy noagu ha'olam kein. What should I tell you, says Tosus? It's not the mimic. That would certainly seem to be the implication from our Gemara. It's not the custom. It's not the custom. 1,000 women get together, they do not zuzimun. Says Tosus, why not? The kosher? Indeed. Why do they not? Why is that the mimic? Amai loy nagu. Why is there no custom for women to do zimun? Midak tani, if it states, quote unquote, mezamnois, what is translation of the word mezamnois? Mashma, the implication would be the ka'omar chayavois lezamein. Isn't simple translation of the word mezamnois that they must do zimun? How can there be a general custom not to do zimun if the Bryce is telling you that they must? So what's the obvious answer, everybody? That no, mezamnois doesn't mean that they must. It means they can. So Tosfos v'yesh lo'imar, the noshim mezamnois la'atzmon, quote unquote, means haynu imrotzu, if they want to do zimun. Imrotzu lezamen mezamnois. But no, there is nobody who suggests, says Tosfos, that noshim mezamnois really means a zechiv. In which case, the minhag makes perfect sense. If they want to, they can. You can't say, well, why don't people do it? Because they don't want to. Yeah, but they have to. No, they don't. They don't have to. But that, says Tosfos, that's really the translation of mezamnois. Mezamnois does not mean that they must, it means that they may. V'chein mashma k'tzas aloshen. So too, that is the implication, the Loshen says, Tosfos, where it says, midaktani besomuch, if it is stated nearby, quote unquote, what does it say? Noshim va'avodu, va'avodim im rotsu, lezamein ein mezamnin, quote unquote. So you see that what's the entire discussion about noshim? If they want to, they can. With avodim, if they want to, they can't. The whole discussion is all if they want to, they want to, they want to, they want to. So therefore, says Tosfos in the final
mashma katsat. It's a little implication, or
yeah, mashma implication. It might not be an absolute, concrete, 1,000,000% proof, but certainly, if it says in the second half of the brayse imrotzu ein mezamnin, then presumably that's what it means in the resha as well. That when it says mezamnois, it means if they want to. It's not an absolute cast iron proof, because in theory you could always perhaps refute it and say no, noshim mezamnois means they are mechuyev to do zimun, and if they are with avodim, then they don't have to, or they can't. Says Tosfos, no. If it talks about in the sefer wanting or not wanting, then presumably that's what it means in the resha as well. When it says mezamnois la'atzmon, what does that mean? Not that women are obligated, but rather women may do zimun. And therefore, if we see, says Tosfos, yes, the daughters of Rabbeinu Avram did zimun. Okay, nothing difficult with that. That's their prerogative. But you cannot ask a question, why is the general minig not to do so? Surely they're obligated. And the answer is, they're not obligated. The oid, says Tosfos, I can bring further proof that at best it is an option, but it's not an obligation. De medame le ha-gemara lishnaim. Let's not forget, at the end of the day, the Gemara compares several noshim to two men. And two men, there's definitely no chiyuv. So what is the implication, therefore? Mashma, the choyva, leka. So clearly there's no obligation. If you're drawing a comparison between several noshim to two men, well then the comparison has to make sense. Two men, there's no chiyuv. So several noshim, there's no chiyuv. But it says mezamnois. So obviously mezamnois doesn't mean there's a chiyuv, it means it's optional. Says Tosfos, the Koma Bereish Erechim. Surely we have a Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Erechim, which says Hakoil Muchuyovin Bezimun. Everybody is obligated to do Zimun La'asuye Noshim, including women.
Ah, so it does seem to say that everybody's chayev to do zimun, including women. So Tosfos, we're going to have to make that lav dafka. We have no choice. What does that mean? Le'inyan rishus ka'omar. Remember, we always translate ka'omar, meaning this is what's meant. What doesn't mean there's an absolute chiyuv. It means there's a rishus, but v'loy le'inyan chayva. But not that there's an absolute obligation, period. This is the end of part one of Tosfos. So Tosfos is pretty adamant that Noshim, at best, have an option to do Zimun.
How can Gemara... Sorry. How can the Gemara interchange the words? And like, for example, when he's quoting now the Gemara in Erechin, it says Mechuyavos.
Yeah, great question.
It's be defined as Rishus.
Right, very difficult. Very difficult to translate Mechuyavos as a Rishus, I agree. Tosfos is making a big doichuk. Surely the word Mechuyavos means just that. Good question. Says Tosfos, in conclusion, Venoshim. So we've now established that although they perhaps may make a Zimun, but they're definitely not Mechuyav. Venoshim Tzorech Iyun, it needs Iyun. We need to investigate in Yotzois the Birkus HaZimun Shel Anoshim. A new question. Can they be Yotzei Zimun with men? You have your Friday night table, a few couples sitting together, the three men make Zimun, they're moitzi each other, can they be moitzi the women as well? Why not? Says Tosfos. Me'achar since she'ein mevinois, because they don't really understand the words of benching. And if you don't understand what you're listening to, then perhaps you cannot be yetzer with somebody else in the benching. V'yesh mevi'in raya. Some bring a proof from the Gemara later on in this Omud, which we haven't yet seen. Some want to bring a proof she'yotzes, yes, that they can be yetzer, because what does it say later? Mida oma lekamon sofer mevorich. Sofer means a Talmud Chacham. Ubor yetzer. Ubor means the ignorant, the Amo Oretz can be Yotzei with the Talmud Chacham's benching. Mikan Mashma, so from here it would seem to imply She'af HaNoshim also Yotzei is for Berkas HaMozim, Shalom. If an ignoramus, an ignorant person is allowed to be Yotzei from a Talmud Chacham, so why can't a woman be Yotzei from a man? It would seem to be that even if you don't understand what you're listening to, it's not a problem. So Tosfos is not quite the same. Miu yesh lidchos. You could refute that proof. Do you know why? Yesh lidchos oisaraya. Deshani bur. And Amo Oretz is different. He's better off. Why is he better off? Shemevin beloshen hakodesh. He understands the language. V'yodea kitsas, at least he knows a little bit of my ka'oma, what's going on. Avol eini yodea levarech, he doesn't know how to bench himself. But you cannot say that when he's listening to benching, it sounds like Chinese to him. It doesn't. Avol noshim she'enon mevinois klal. But women who apparently, at least in the times of Chazal, do not understand, not only are they unable to bench themselves, but they cannot even understand anything. So if that's the case, motzi lameima, we can therefore suggest deloinovki. Loinovki means it cannot be yotze. Don't bring me a proof from a boor who at least has some basic understanding. The hard amrinam b'megillah, even though it does say mesechtas megillah, loyez means a foreigner who doesn't understand Sheshoma Ashuris, who hears the language of Ashuris, he hears Megillah being read in a language which is totally foreign to him. And guess what it says there? Yotso, Yoyotse. So isn't that a proof? I'm listening to Kriyas Megillah being read in Swahili, and I don't speak a word of Swahili, and it says Yoyotse. Says the Gemara, no, Megillah is different. Pirsume Nisa Baalma Shani. Megillah is all about being persume nisa, publicizing the nes. The more people there, the better. And the fact that Megillah is being read in public is enough, even if you don't understand. But that cannot be a proof for us with regard to Birkas Hamazon. Kedamrinan Asam, as it says there, the Gemara says, Ho'achshtaranim b'nei ha-remochim, quote unquote. This is a phrase that is in Megillas Esther, and those words are very difficult to understand. In fact, the Gemara says, Mi yodinon mainiu. Who really knows what that word means? Ho'achashtaronim is not quite your day-to-day word in the regular vernacular. What does that word mean? The Gemara says, to be perfectly honest, nobody really knows what it means. One second. If nobody knows what it means, how can anybody be Yotzei Kriyas Megillah? That means by definition, if nobody understands this word, then nobody's listening to Megillah properly because you don't know what they're talking about. So what do you see? That Megillah must be an exception to the rule. Megillah is all about pirsumei nisa. The main thing is about publicizing it, making a public ceremony. So as long as there's a lot of people there, even if you don't understand, that's fine. But with regard to Birkas Hamazon, you've got to understand. And the boor does understand at least a little bit, but noshim don't. So maybe they cannot be yotze with men's benching. Okay, we'll have to hold it over here. Miss Hashem, tomorrow, Ezos Hashem is Baruch, normal time.
Yeah.
Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah.